Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast. Each month, listen in as a team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. The Defense Health Agency is reimagining healthcare to fit your needs, anytime, anywhere, always. In today's episode, we're discussing My Military Health. Let's jump right in as our special guests today explore My Military Health and what it means to you, our patient. Let's get started.
Howdy, Fort Novosel. I'm Major Blaine Rankin, Deputy Commander for Administration at Lister Army Health Clinic. I'm honored to be holding the reins on today's episode of Lister Health Talks. Here at Lister and the Defense Health Agency, we continue to transform the way that patients access care and how healthcare teams deliver care. Here at Lister Army Health Clinic, we are pleased to offer new virtual healthcare tools, My Military Health's scheduled virtual visits. Let's jump right in and introduce our guests for today, Ms. Mandy Kelly and Ms. Susie Barber. Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, this is Susie Barber. I am the Group Practice Manager here at Lister Army Health Clinic, and I am so excited to be here.
I am Mandy Kelly. I am a family practice nurse practitioner. I work in primary care. I'm so excited to be here on the show today.
Thanks, everyone. Susie and I were on a podcast this last December to talk about our new virtual options called My Military Health. We thought it would be a great opportunity to host a special episode providing an update on the progress and answer a few questions about the next phase in our journey to make healthcare more accessible, convenient, and holistic for patients. I know I have received a lot of questions, and I'm sure a lot of people have questions that have revolved around how My Military Health virtual visits work and what types of appointments work best for virtual and video visits. So we thought, who's better to join the show than one of our favorite PCMs? Ms. Manda Kelly from Team Courage. Ms. Kelly, welcome to the show. Before we get started, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I have been at Lister. February was 6 years. Prior to that, I was primary emergency room, and I did some primary care as well. I've been a nurse practitioner for about 13 years. I was an ER nurse for a total nursing time, probably about 23 years. I went to UAB for my master's. It's always been my hope or plan that I could work in a military health facility. It's my way of giving back to our service members, our active duty, their families, and our retirees. So it's my honor to work here. I'm super thrilled. We have a close-knit family here, and it's my pleasure to work here.
Nice to have you on the show. All right, first question. Susie, how do you book these video visits?
We've got two convenient ways to book the My Military Health visits. The first way is to go onto the MHS Genesis patient portal and to send a message to our Lister Army Healthcare patient care team requesting a visit. If appropriate for the patient and the provider, they will get you scheduled. You'll get a confirmation text and email that you have MMH video visit, and then when it's time for the visit, you'll get an additional link via text and email saying that you can join the visit. The second option is to call our amazing central appointment staff like you would for any other visit and tell them what you need. If it is appropriate for the video visit, the team center will get you in a My Video Visit slot. And same process, you'll get the confirmation email, text message, and then when it's the day of the visit, you will also get the link to join the visit.
Can you tell me what that process looks like from a patient's perspective, like the time frames and what to expect?
Sure. When the visit is initially booked, you will get the email within a few hours, just a confirmation email, text message that says this is your scheduled appointment time, like you would for any other visit here at Lister. And then the day of the appointment, you will get the link 30 minutes prior to your appointment time. And it's basically like a Zoom call. It's like FaceTime. You click the link. You can either do it on your cell phone, your smartphone, and you can have them send it via text message, or you can use it on a laptop or a tablet, and it can come to your email. But either way, it's very simple. It's very user-friendly, much like FaceTime. It comes to you based on your MHS Genesis preference, whatever is set up in your registration. So if you prefer for your electronic communication to come via text message, you need to let the MSAs or the central appointment staff know that. If you prefer it to come via email, then that's what they'll set your preference for. You can also make sure that they are set up in there that you have both. If you have both, then you can get an email and a text message. There is a 2-hour window, but you can only join the call 30 minutes prior to the appointment time.
Thanks, Susie, for letting us know about how to book and what the process is for My Military Health virtual visit. From a patient's perspective, this new technology really allows us to do a lot of things that we haven't been able to do previously. with all the different virtual options. I know, you know, for my wife, she's a speech language pathologist, works from home, and sometimes it's a little inconvenient to come down to Fort Novosel, the 30-minute drive from Dothan, sit down, wait, have an appointment, and then drive back. That's a lot of time people are missing from work. Sometimes there's kids in tow, and, you know, sometimes it's not appropriate to have, you know, children in the exam room with you. Ms. Kelly, what type of appointments make a good virtual visit?
I almost think the answer to that is what appointment is not a good option, because most every appointment really is a good option on a virtual visit. Even someone who is maybe hasn't been seen face-to-face, but they need a refill of something, we can always do a virtual, just a short-term virtual, talk to them or a video chat with them, and I can schedule appropriate follow-up face-to-face. But the only thing that really is not appropriate probably is, you know, an 18-month-old with ear pain. If you have an acute upper respiratory fever, chills, anything that we would need to test, if you have any dysuria or urinary symptoms. There's several things like that. Acute illnesses would probably be my primary top of my list for not appropriate to be seen via video. But majority of many other things really could be seen video virtuals. Refilling medications. You just need your Zyrtec. No, you don't need to drive from Dothan and get daycare for three children to come get your Zyrtec refilled. That is perfectly appropriate. Sometimes maybe it's birth control. A lot of times I do a lot of lab reviews. Those are perfect video virtuals. If you just have a question and you want to talk to me about possibly, you know, starting this medicine, or how about this plan of care? Is that a good idea? Those are completely appropriate. If you have uncontrolled hypertension and you're out of your hypertension medication, probably not a very good option for a video virtual. But, I mean, I have seen it where I will see them. They'll tell me what their blood pressure is. They have their blood pressure cuff there. Tell me what it is. I can give them a courtesy refill, and then they can come in. We can reschedule, bring them in face-to-face to get an actual blood pressure from our monitors. So most everything is appropriate, and I do feel like the patients really appreciate it. I guess touching back on the peds, obviously sick pediatric patients are not good virtual appointments, because a pediatric can't really tell me what's happening in their body. So usually I do really need to assess them one-on-one. But other than that, acute illnesses, pretty much the biggest one, I would think. If you're acutely ill with fever, chills, and you've been exposed to flu and COVID, you probably still need to come in person so that we can get all your vital signs, listen to your lungs, make sure that you're physically okay.
When we have these types of virtual visits, what happens with documentation? Is it linked to Genesis? How is it recorded?
It does go through the Genesis. Like, I sign the same way if a patient was in person and the nurse triages the patient in. That still happens with these. The nurse will video connect with you first and just kind of get your history, have your medicines change, what's going on, and then you just go back to your couch and wait for me to come on. It happens in real time the exact same way it does in clinic. They will come into my office. This is so-and-so on the phone, and she just needs a refill of her Zyrtec. She hasn't changed any of her medications, those kind of things. And then I will initiate mine, video virtual, from my side, and then basically I'm in my office and they're in their car or at their house or wherever.
I will say, from a patient perspective, it's very similar. The closest thing I can describe it to is a Zoom call. So everyone that's invited to the call has the ability to get the link and log in within 30 minutes of the call. That includes the patient, the support staff, and the provider. So one of those people can be logged in. All of those people can be logged in. One person can come and go, but that stays open just like a Zoom call. So the patient can log on. Then she can speak to the support staff, the nurse, LPN, medic, do her intake, her triage, get all those things taken care of. That person can drop off. The patient is still there in the call, much like a Zoom call, and then the provider will join. So it stays open the entire time, and the patient is there through the entire process, and the staff walks them through it. We've received positive feedback. Just last week, we scheduled a video visit for a college student who was out of state in college and just needed a refill on a maintenance medication, and we received feedback that that went very well. It was a very quick visit. They were able to do everything they had to. We had a visit that was requested. It was a mom. She had three kids, and she had went to a specialist referral. She had the same situation. She was able to do it from her home. The intake staff came on. They did all of her follow-up questions. And then the provider came on, worked perfectly, and we received positive feedback from her. We had also a GYN patient that wanted to schedule a visit, but she didn't have time to come down to the clinic in person. She just wanted some counseling. She wanted to know what her options were, and they were able to do that via video too. So it's not only convenient for the patient, the workflow process appears to be very convenient, even for people that aren't extremely tech savvy, very much like FaceTime or the Zoom call. And the feedback that we have received from those that have completed it, from the nursing perspective, the administrative support perspective, the provider perspective, and most importantly, the patient perspective, has been positive.
So from the sounds of it, it truly is just like having a physical appointment within the MTF. You're just not physically in Lister, which really, as you kind of stated and alluded to, really opens up the possibilities for people to really be anywhere, because any medical appointment or something can happen to you medically at any location at any time, but your provider might not physically be near you. And if you have that ability to make an appointment and see your provider from a distance, that really incorporates a more holistic healthcare approach, where people are able to see their provider from multiple different locations regardless of where you're physically at.
And there's a very good point to that, Major Rankin. It's not just about your day-to-day, where you are and you're expected to be, but in those unexpected situations, when you have a need, when you're TDY, when you're on vacation, when you've had to go out of town, you can do the video visits from any location. So if you're TDY to Fort Belvoir, and you decide that you cannot make it home without that refill of Zyrtec, then you can do the video visit. Or if you're on annual leave, you're on vacation, and you're in Southern Florida, same scenario. You can request that video visit, and you can be face-to-face with your provider via the video chat. So same experience from all across the United States.
Ms. Kelly, thank you for joining us today out of your busy schedule. I know you just rushed down here from seeing a whole bunch of patients today. Just really appreciate all that you're doing, being a champion for my military health. All the feedback from the patients have been outstanding. We've gotten so many positive ICE comments on this new virtual healthcare. And Susie, thank you always for being on the podcast again. Do you guys have any last things you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for listening and promote the My Video health visits. They're convenient. They're great, y'all.
And I think when in doubt, if a patient has a question, just call and say, hey, can I do a video virtual? I'm out of town. I have school that day. I can't get off work. They will be happy to tell you if you can. And I believe in most cases you can. Most things are within the realm of reason, unless you're just acutely sick. But other than that, I think if you ask, you shall receive. And most people, everyone I have spoke with, really enjoyed it. And we have had multiple book for their kids. It's very nice. I think it works for them. It works for me. And makes life easier for them.
We're definitely on the cusp of a pretty significant medical transformation across DHA and the military health system. And really looking forward to how this rolls out across all of DHA, not only to Lister and all the opportunities that we have with all these new digital platforms. What's really exciting about these new online tools is that patients have options. They're more likely to seek care and stick with the treatment pair, which leads to better outcomes. Online or in person, it's your choice. With My Military Health Schedule virtual visits, it makes it easy to access care when and where you need it. At home or on the go, we're committed to helping you manage your health and well-being. That's healthcare on your terms. I appreciate everyone listening to our podcast this week. I would say I really like to see you in our hallways and seeing your smiling faces as you come into the clinic. But with this new virtual option, we'll see you virtually. Our care keeps them in the air.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosel. You can catch all of our episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. Stay healthy, Fort Novosel.